Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess Hatter's music hadn't loaded up, so let me go ahead and do that now. Hello, everybody, because Blog Talk is a pain in my ass. And here we go. Let me, as soon as I find it, let's see.
The words you cannot say.
I know. I'm looking. I am looking.
The song you cannot say.
FYI, my computer is kicking me off in slow motion, so you might lose me because my computer sucks. I can't find Hatter's song, sweet.
Sorry, this is, let's see what I can do.
This is how my show is starting. You know what? Play me Sin, because you probably have better luck than I do.
Get the flock out of here.
I'm trying to be in the studio, too. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, my
the
computer.
The personality is Bart.
There you go. That's music. Go Sin. Nothing is coming up.
I don't know. It should have been up there. When you said it wasn't up there, it was on there. So I have no idea why it wasn't on there or why it wasn't playing. It made no sense. I have no idea why it wasn't there.
We're in the Matrix.
We are live, is what we are, and I can't
I have
find
no idea.
Nothing.
I know.
I can't even find Sin.
I'm
going to
play this.
Nice...
Here you go.
Perfect. Whatever it is.
That's
coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in second class. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
I will say this. Hello, hello. I am your hostess, Pretty Bird, and I went from under the bus to What the Flock, because what an aptly named show this is with all the technical difficulties that have pretty much kicked my behind until now, a whole 7 minutes into a show that has said nothing. So let's say hello to Rockin' Tour. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
And
how are you?
Is this still that song?
No.
Okay, whatever version of this is playing is literally just raging my anxiety right now. It's all right. And Miss Sweet Pea, who, if it was not for her, we would not have had a show because I didn't bother to check the time. So I will take responsibility for that faux pas.
No, it
hello,
was
hello.
In there. I don't know why it went away.
It was in there for 8 o'clock, and Rack had called. Had tried to call in and to see how much longer until the show, and it was, you know, hang on, you will listen to the show. And I looked, and it was basically dead air for an hour and a half till I ended the episode, because our Tuesday shows are usually at, there's one at 10, one at 11, and one at 8, and it was still set to 8 o'clock. And so, oops. And I couldn't get it started because my computer kicked me off twice. It's okay. And I do believe we have Adam. Say hello.
Hey, hey.
Hey, so we are stressing out. Okay, I'm stressing out. Everybody else is fine. Let me go through my welcome spiel. First of all, like I said, we are out with Under the Bus. I've been under the bus for over a year, and so now it is revamped into What the Flock, because I've got a lot of questions, and apparently crap happens, usually to me, and this is that show. So today it happens to be, for my first show of the year, my birthday. We will not discuss numbers, but it is my birthday. And so I wanted a bird song sing along, and I'm all excited. And I have nothing loaded because, again, couldn't get into anything. And let's say hello to AP Taylor. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pretty Bird. Happy birthday. How are you?
Thank you. I'm just trying to get the show started because it's been a bit of a mess. And so we are here on Block Talk Radio, and we are a team of voices, and we are part of allpoetry.com, which is the world's largest online poetry site. It is free to join, so feel free to come and hang out. Join allpoetry.com, look up a team of voices, and come hang out with us folks, which are usually more together than I am today. So I had planned to have an intro song of me singing, because might as well start out a night of singing with me singing, not that I can sing, so such be people, but that did not happen. And I haven't loaded anything to the studio. I'm doing it now. I gave myself ample time, and then Blog Talk said, not today, girly, not today.
No, it just ran out. These things happen, but I can give you an update. I just was speaking to our friend Hatter, and he has got a nasty cold, but he is coming better. So today he has a voice, which yesterday he didn't. So he won't be joining us, but he is on the improve.
Oh, that is good news. Absolutely good news. So I like that people are healing. Healing is a good thing, because that's something that I struggle
healing
with every single day. Yes, it is.
Healing is good.
So I have one song parody. Well, actually, I have two, but one was Christmassy. And so I have one, and I had meant to do a whole other one, but I've been a little busy today on my birthday.
That's okay. I've got one too, Pretty Bird. It's okay, and I don't need mine to be loaded because I can just do mine to air. So if you want me to do that while you're loading everything up, I'm happy to do that.
Because you are awesome. Yes, I would. That would be great.
Sing to me.
Okay. Right. Well, what did I do here, Pretty Bird? What I did was I went back to your last 4 or 5 poems, and I looked at the words that you used. I copied the whole dang piece into my little word template thing and notes, and then I started trying to fit the words that you used in those poems into a song, which in this particular case is Pure Imagination, the Gene Wilder version from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And that was all working really well until I got to the chorus. And I couldn't fit the last two lines into your words, so I had to make them up. So this is largely Pretty Bird's words with a few of mine just to, you know, make it fit, yeah? And it is called, appropriately, A Desiccation, words rated from Pretty Bird's recent poems. And it goes... a little bit like this. Make his no dress for me. It's a whim of battlefield conversation. Shadowed lines, breathing sea. Heartache with infatuation. Pain tattoos, distorted skin. Rasp of regret, once conflagration. Within those bars, bleeding spy, desiccation. If hindsight bound to rise, patience seldom easy chooses. Lust melds into heartache, cue it. If trust is in hands curled, fingers slip right through it. There is no slab I know, which is concrete in sublimation, where pledge or vision free, imprints of future there for me. If hindsight bound to rise, patience seldom easy chooses. Lust melds into heartache, cue it. If trust is in hands curled, fingers slip right through it. End poem.
Well, I feel much, much better. Thank you. That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. I love it. You know, I love you. You're awesome. You are just fabulous, and you made my day. It's all I ever wanted. It's all I love to be sang to. You have no idea. So I'm all excited. What a wonderful way to start us off with a live show, which is the best thing ever. So happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I am all excited. I'm all excited. So you made my day. You did, you did. And so far I've got one thing in the studio, so I'm making progress. And
well, there you go. One for some. There you go.
I said, well, I had to listen, and it was all on that. I don't even have words. I'm like, I'm all a gush, fully a gush. So Sweet Pea, will you do me the honor of commenting and running comments for me?
I sure will, but I don't know if I can comment because I'm all flabbergasted because AAP sang, and he sang so wonderfully. And he sang with your words, and he sang, like, you know, one of my favorite movies, and he did it so well. How do you do that? I'm always overwhelmed by you do it. And I'm going to sing tonight, and now I don't want to because you put the best for the first, and I thought the best was supposed to be for the last, so we don't have to, like, go after this. But, of course, you know, I'm just, you know, we did the best, and now the rest we can all just laugh and go, huh, not a problem. But I love what you did with the words. So how can you not just love this? Just beautiful. And I think honoring her words, it's just great. And you put them together very well. And once again, AP, I applaud you. So let's see. I don't know who's here. Adam, you are here. Tell me what you think. Okay. Rock and Adam. So I'll start with Adam.
Okay. Man, AP, that was brilliant. Especially, you know, you're like, you don't even have to bother for the SoundCloud or whatever. It's like, I got it, and you brought it, man. It was haunting and beautiful. Like, yeah, and the idea to pull from her own words, that's a cherry on top, man. You couldn't be more personal, and I think beautiful in doing that. I wish my brain would have thought of that idea right now. I'm kicking myself thinking of that, because, man, you sang it just beautiful and haunting, because that is a haunting song, pretty much, as I kind of remember it. And you invoked that feeling in that. Well done. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And then her other buddy, her right hand, something or other, Raconteur.
Something or other. Yeah. You did a great job with that song, AP. I like that you picked it. I mean, the melody just lends itself to being mangled in your own way. And, you know, using her words fit beautifully. You were able to cherry pick whatever you wanted and still weave a nice story and sing it, you know, without, you know, making it sound awkward at all. It was great.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, thank you. I just, as I said, I had to pick a couple of my own lines in the last couple. It's just it's such a wonderful couple of lines, you know, with you know, with challenging the world and what are we going to go do with it. And so I was most pleased with those lines, if trust is in hands curled, fingers slip right through it. That had nothing to do with Free Bird. I just put that in.
It fit in beautifully. I mean, it was seamless. It was great.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And I believe Sky joined us.
Oh, yay.
No, she's with us. Hi, Sky.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. There she is.
Another birthday. One without a voice.
She is.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. I know. I do have a voice.
You're not singing
it is. It's still a little rusty, but it is. It is by far way better than I mean, Rat can tell you. Rat called me and like, oh, and he's like, oh, I didn't realize it was that bad. I'm like, oh. He's like, oh my God, I'll let you go. Like, thanks.
Yes.
She kissed too many frogs.
Yeah.
But happy birthday, Pretty Bird, and
thank you, thank you,
my two darlings.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm having a hard time loading Bud into the thing. He won't go for me. It says that there's an issue, but there's no issue because I can play it just fine.
Is that Sky put it in the studio? Is that what it
was? That's
if that's an offer, I would appreciate it. But no, I wasn't called. I was just sitting here suffering, you know, doing my best. I have to get up. I'm in bed. I'm not even near my computer, and I'll go do that for you.
Why are you laughing, sick woman?
Well, no, I know. I said, was that your way of asking? She's like, no, I'm much
no,
more forward than that. I'll just ask. All right, give me a minute. It's freezing in here. I'll go get up my. I have to start up my computer, so I'll put it in there for you. You enjoy your show.
My show has been fabulous. Yeah, nothing is. I got both of racks loaded, and now everything else is telling me up yours, woman.
Oh, I'll do it for you. It's just gonna take a minute to. I'm not gonna lie. I'm in bed with my headset on, listening to AP sing. By the way, which I was here for. AP, that was quite brilliant. Song. I've heard you sing before, so I'm not surprised that it was. You know, done well. I love the words. I loved how you took her, you know, Pretty Bird's word, and you kind of intermingled them, and now you have a little bit of a AP and Pretty Bird song, I think. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
And
thanks.
I love the
song.
It
was a strange thought.
Oh,
I love
it was
song
awesome.
I love the song. Love the film, by the way, but I love the song.
Yeah. After hearing Gene Wilder sing it, I had to go and listen to some of the other versions of it.
There's a Nerf Herder version. Pretty Bird probably know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Nerf Herder that did it? I think it was Nerf Herder that did it, yeah.
Whenever I hear or think Nerf Herder, I only think Sky.
I know you think of when you're hungry and you want something to eat. I won't repeat that. This is not that kind of show. So.
Oh. The voice. Why going and change the rating of the show? Whoever that is, anyway.
Barbara Streisand requested Seth MacFarlane to sing with her on that song.
Did they do that?
It's
you need to send me that link.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
He did a phenomenal job.
Absolutely.
And he was totally blown away that she asked for him by name.
That's cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I was not expecting
it. I
was not expecting it.
Okay, Scott. I've got Phil the Poet and I've got Bud. They're both the only YouTube files, and they aren't transferring right for me. Everything else got in.
All right.
If
so
you don't
Phil
mind.
And Dan.
Yeah.
No, I'm already up. I'm already at my computer starting it.
Because
so
I got you out of bed when you were warm and cozy and made you freeze your cookies, but okay.
I know, yeah. It's all right. It's your birthday.
Okay. Because you love me.
They say it's your birthday.
Na, 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 na. My birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, all right. Is that what it says? Okay.
What the heck
do
I know? I'll cry if I want to.
Now, the trick is, since nothing was ready on my computer, it kicked me off twice. Blog Talk has not been my friend tonight. Now I have to find my own thing. Not that I want to play my own thing because it's nothing to play. I have to actually sing it. And I don't really think I'm in the mood to sing because I'm still trying not to. I'm sweaty is what I am. I am in denial of my own swamp bath right now because it's chilly now, but my anxiety has me. Yeah, it's lovely. I know. The lovely visuals. I live in Florida. It's a thing. Ask CP. And, but it's literally like like 100 degrees in here because I am so stinking sweaty because I'm like, everything's going wrong. But it happens, and I am okay. I am breathing. I am breathing.
Just let it wash over you. Let it wash
over you. Yeah. I'll be fine. I think there's dance in the title. Yes, of course there is. The one time I could actually find something is one thing I don't actually want to find. Oh, Lord. Okay. And so now that I have that ready, I'm not singing next, though. I need to calm my shit. Okay. All right. So who wants to go next? I've got Adam, I've got you loaded. Rack, I've got both of yours loaded. And Sweets, don't think I didn't hear you say you were going to sing for me.
I know.
You can tell
but
me
you
under
also
the bus
said
if
you don't want to go on after AP because that's kind of a hard thing to do.
Go ahead, throw me under the bus.
I'll go after Rack if he wants to go first.
This is
okay,
from the poet.
I'm sorry.
I think Phil the poet wants to go.
Sorry. You're fine. Okay, which one is your song? Your song is Pure Disdain, right?
Yeah, Little Shadows for the Birthday Girl.
Because you love me. Of course, I haven't read anything, haven't looked at anything, so y'all can be roasting me and I won't have a clue until it's done. So I have you on the board. Now I just have to refresh my thing here so that I can find you. La, 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 la. Where are you? That one. Pure Disdain. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Wait, I almost played something in the break. Give me one second.
Don't do that.
Okay, here we go.
Pure Disdain by Raconteur. You walked away, laughing as I writhe in pain. It's not okay treating love like it's a game. Emotional scabs you picked in vain. Not a glimmer of remorse or shame. Just pure disdain. Heart of stone, now a tomb for every feeling you've known. Monument to the damage you've sown. Sitting in judgment on your lofty throne. Rending flesh to the bone. Till you're all alone. Last refrain. Lamenting behavior I can't hope to explain. Psychological shrapnel exploding with blame. Till the whole world crumbles from the strain. And I've gone insane.
You know, I love that song. I love, love, love that song. This is a thing, because I'm always, constantly when I go to Bob Seger and I'm on the phone with Rack, I'm always, what's the name of that song? What's the name of the song? What's the name of that? It goes like this. And I, like, know two lines of the song. And it's always the same song for some reason that I just can't ever remember the name of the song because I'm awful that way. My brain does not work. But I love that you chose Still the Same to parody because, you know, it's been a long time that I can't remember the name of the song. And not a tribute to me for anybody listening because I'm actually really nice and not a bitch. You know, just putting that out there.
We have no history.
Oh, my goodness.
It was me and Melody.
I do not hurt people for fun. Well, I do not hurt people for, well, anyway, I'm not mean. And so I do love this song, and I think it's great that you got all painfully poetic on me to the tune of a song that has been both fun and the bane of my existence because I can't remember the name of it ever. So I appreciate it. I'll probably remember now, so thanks. I appreciate that.
I think it's called this Pure Disdain.
Yeah, there you go. And so, Adam, what are your thoughts on this wonderful little parody?
I thought it was wonderfully dark, kind of like it was great. Like the lyrics, it's a good disclaimer, you know. It's like, oh, this is not probably about me. Maybe I don't think so. Yeah,
well, no, I was just saying I don't cause that kind of pain. You see, wrong
it's
show.
Really, right? It's really great lyrics. I liked it to the tune of. I liked it to the tune of Still the Same. I really was just looking at it. Part that really, I like the sitting in judgment on your lofty throne, rending flesh to the bone till you're all alone. That's haunting, man. That's like, it's a good write, like just lyrically. It's amazing.
And, yeah, I like that, you know, picking the emotional scabs because that's wonderfully gooey and gross, and yet we all know what that feels like. You know, when you try to heal, but sometimes life just won't let you in a timely fashion. So, you know, very absolutely, unfortunately, relatable. And, Sky, what are your thoughts? Sky's busy putting things in my studio, so I will get back to Sky because I forgot that I said that she was.
I have my phone. My phone doesn't have much battery, so I have to walk across the room to mute. So that's why you heard Phil, because I didn't mute myself before I walked across the room. I thought it was brilliant. I loved listening to him saying. I've heard Rack sing a couple times. I think just off the cuff. You did that other That other song show, I did hear him sing. I thought it was brilliantly done, and yeah, that show. And of course, the words that are bringing into it. I always love parodies. And one thing, you know, whenever I have done parodies in the past, I tried to like take beat for beat, and it's not always as easy as it seems. And so I thought you kept the flow. I thought I liked the dark little edge you put onto it. I think I like most that you picked a song that kind of meant something to you, because I know that Pretty Bird sometimes does that with her poetry, too. Like, what's the name of that poem? And you're like, it's this. Like, she's always forgetting the names of her poems and the names of songs. And,
I have a horrible recall. It's funny.
And so I like that. I like that you kind of did it. It was sweet because it was something like an inside joke, you know. So I thought it was really, really done well.
And AP, what are your thoughts on Pure Disdain?
Well, I thought it was great song choice. It's a brilliant song, and it's not a song that's ridiculously hard to sing, which is good, you know, because let's face it, you know, we not all of us are practicing musicians, so it was a good choice, it was a choice that was known to Pretty Bird, which is even better. And the wording was really cool. It was slick and tight. And so, yeah, no, I really liked the track.
Thanks, AP.
Awesomeness. And Sweet Pea, if you would comment and then sing for me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. To make a really, really long comment and read back every word, try to sing again. No, of course, I loved it. It's beautiful, great tribute, lovely words, and I can tell why he's your friend, and it really pours out that emotion and beautifulness, and kind of it weaves everything that he is to you in that. Very well done.
Thanks, Sweet.
Because you're awesome. And now because you're awesome. Do you have yours on the board at all, or are you going to post it?
I have it. I'm going to put it on the board.
Because, you know, I don't mind. Tough, you're good.
I know.
I just got to go in the dungeon.
I mean, everybody's going to hang up when I start singing, so, you know.
I know.
You can see it eventually.
Okay. Everybody plug their ears. Everybody get ready for this.
I've heard you sing.
This is crazy. I know. I was singing. We had a sing-along this afternoon, so.
Oh, it's so much fun. That's
good. Very good.
Okay. So here we go. This is a song of songs for Pretty Bird's birthday. So here we go. Hey, pretty bird, is Chris at home? Did he go and leave the boys at home? Cause the cake's on fire. Oh, 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 it's dire. If I could take tick-tock time, I would find a day where I could fight for you and take back the screams that haunt your dreams. As I look up to you, the skies... Oh, crap, I forgot a line. The skies are blue, and no one, no one will ever hurt you. Pretty bird, rock me, pretty bird, with a bottle of Jack and sexier poem. The men all sing, rock me, pretty bird, rock me. Happy birthday to you. I love you. Never make me sing again. Happy birthday to you. And home.
Oh, it's like I was flipping through radio stations. How fabulous is that?
Somebody record that.
That is all the best. Well, yes, because that Blog Talk does that, which is awesome. And I'm so excited. I am so excited. It's like I got a threefer. It's fabulous. And I'm so excited.
There you go.
And I'm just too excited for words. Too excited for words. You know, it reminds me because I always have the stories. Okay. When I was growing up, and not so much with my sister, because my sister was not much for singing in front of even us. But my mom would, usually when I was mad, which would get me unmad, I would say something to her and she'd sing a lyric at me. And I'd say something else to her and she'd sing a lyric at me. So she'd say something to me and I'd sing a lyric at her. So 4 hours of back and forth between lyrics of songs that we would just answer each other, just any song, any lyric that made sense in a conversation of singing songs. And so that's how I grew up. And my youngest niece does that too, and which is awesome because it's just all good things. And this kind of reminded me of that, of that whole, well, I'm going to cry. I'm not emotional, it's fine. And so, you know, I kind of miss my mom. But this was fabulous, taking back to all those good things. So I really appreciate it, especially since I know how much you do not sing in public. And here you are in public.
I do not sing. There's so many reasons why I do not sing. As you all just heard them.
You're awesome. I absolutely loved it. And to prove how awesome you are, you're going to listen to everybody tell you how awesome you are. So, Rack and Tour, what were your thoughts of this lovely little show?
Oh, you know, I long to hear Sweet Pea sing. So, even if it was out of the shower, you know, I enjoyed the word choices that you picked. I mean, that was Springsteen in the beginning, right? Yeah. I thought the whole thing was brilliant. I mean, you know, you could tell you two are close and you talk, and you know that there's a couple of inside things there. I think, and I just, you know, the way that you tell a story always you know gets me, because I just love listening to you. You kind of like sometimes you're able to switch things up without people even realizing it, I think, and you know they don't see the sleight of hand that you tend to pull. This is gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
You see, because you're fabulous. And Adam, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was great. I liked the second stanza. I thought it was very heartfelt. And then it gets pretty funny. Like, I was like, all right, rock and roll time. And then just like the whole happy birthday, don't you ever make me do this again. That was so hilarious. So kind of like touched on a whole like myriad of emotions as she went through it. It was really cool. I enjoyed it. And how lucky we were to witness it.
Absolutely. It'll be the one and only time. And AP, what are your thoughts of Sweet Pea's Birdsong?
Well, see, there's sort of generally two categories of people in the world, Pretty Bird. And those are those people who are comfortable singing in public and those people who find it emotionally horrendous to sing in public. And there's not a lot of middle ground. And Sweet sort of forced herself to sing, despite the fact that it, you know, she would rather have, you know, gone and extricated her liver from her voice box instead of singing, you know, in front of us. So, step number one, well done for singing, because it's not easy. And number two, if you are going to sing, you know, oftentimes, you know, you'll just go something easy and simple and sort of, you know, Peanuts type animation, but Sweet didn't do that. She went and, you know, went for a couple of decent good songs, and then she sort of decided to sort of finish with a sort of anti-Marilyn type version of Happy Birthday to You, which was probably an all-time sort of classic, I think, in terms of recorded music history. So I'll leave it there.
That is awesome. Guys, what are your thoughts on our Sweet Pea?
I liked that. Pretty bird, pretty bird, pretty bird. Don't make me ever do this again. I loved it. Oh, my goodness. It was cute. It was endearing, loving, and, you know someone cares about you when they make themselves, you know, they do something that's uncomfortable for them personally. I thought it was pretty cool and a sexy, and with a bottle of Jack and sexy in her poem. Can't leave that out. So brought a little spice to it. Excellent.
Well, you should read the lyrics to South Coast Rocky Amadeus, because they're pretty much along those lines about Beethoven. Sorry. I'll get it right.
I'm only talking to your dog. It's okay.
I know. I only have a dog named after Mo. Yeah. Yeah, but it's about his wayward ways with women and his alcohol. And so.
Beethoven's not dead. He's decomposing.
I know.
There you go. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to sing crappily now. And I'm just warning you that I don't sing. I wrote this to a meme that is soccer chanting. For those out there in blog talk land, it's soccer chanting as Rizzo from Greece. And it says, I give up sarcasm, but that would leave interpretive dance as my only means of communication. So this is to the tune of a very hard song to sing, which is There Are Worse Things I Could Do. It's called I Don't Dance and Can't Keep Time. And I really am not a big fan of singing in public, and I am not over my anxiety, and my throat is all... So those are... You have been warned. Don't expect, you know, fabulousness. I might have to mute you people. Give me a second. That way I can pretend you're not there. I'm getting over myself. Okay, here it goes. There are worse things I could do than the things I say to you. Even though some people think I could really use a drink, I would rather just be me. But there are worse things, as you'll see. My big mouth could turn ballet. Silence things I oughtn't say. I respond in clever quips. My dry humor often slips. And I don't apologize. What you haven't realized is I could wear that tight. Let you think you're always right. Twirl around right in your face and slap you just in case you believe it could be true. I could break your china vase as I flail my arms in place. I don't dance and can't keep time. I take chances and I can rhyme. I'd rather twist it with my wit. I've become quite good at it, so I'll keep my clever quips. Whew, that was nerve-wracking. It's fine. We're good. And
it was that. Beautiful.
No. Ask Raph. That is me nervous and tight because I have a big, unfortunate voice. But okay.
I thought it was stunning and beautiful and you're wonderful. And don't say
and
it wasn't
you.
Because, you know, because you're not allowed to argue with me because, you know, that's just not the way it is. So we'll start with the master of the music man, Mr. AP. Tell us what you thought.
Hi there. Well, I was going to do the technical musical comment, if that's okay, and that is that
sure.
You could actually tell Pretty Bird when you got less nervous, and that was when you started into the second verse, because all of a sudden you started finding vibrato in the ballet and this quite lovely sort of singing voice came out. Until you got about two or three lines before the end, and then you realize, oh, shit, I'm singing. Oh, shit, I'm tense again. Oh, you know. And it was almost this physical sort of horror came out, and you can sort
a
of sense
bit.
It. So I encourage you to go back and listen to the difference between the first stanza and the second and third, and because you've got quite a lovely voice. It's just that you're so scared you're throttling it.
It's horrible.
So,
but I appreciate
that.
I really do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You've got a very, very nice voice, and you just got to say to yourself three times in the mirror, "I've got a really nice voice, and nobody's going to say it's crap. I've got a really nice voice. You know, it's like Dorothy." And if you did that, you'd be absolutely fine.
Dorothy came with fabulous shoes. You know, ask Raph.
I know
that.
No. I'm just saying though. There's a fabulous voice there. You've just got to let it be.
Oh,
that's all.
Thank you. But ask Rack. I'll just start singing real little conversation, like no shits, like just out there, like I'm in the shower, like it's no thing. But not that that's any better than what this was. But it is a whole different animal to be singing live in front of people, even if you can't see me.
Truly. Truly. But you can do it.
And Rock and Tour.
Yeah, I still love your voice even when you're nervous. I don't know. I've got a tin ear to begin with, and I just enjoyed it. And the subject of sarcasm is not lost on me, so I really appreciated that was what you picked to sing about. You know, your clever quips and the whole thing. I thought you did the song great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Sky?
Well, I've had the pleasure of being part of, you know, Pretty Bird's breakout in the song in the middle of conversation. And you're right, AP. She has a beautiful voice. A beautiful singing voice as well. And, you know, some people sing, but, you know, they sound okay, but there's a difference between a singing voice and, yeah, saying that. So I always enjoy it. I did get to hear this before. I love the parody. I thought it was so clever. The first time I read it, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I can't even. You know, I think you gotta come out being you and not be ashamed of it. And that's what I like about it, because that's what I see here. You know, my big mouth, you know, to turn ballet silent things. I oughtn't say. But, you know, it's all said with honesty, and I'd rather someone be honest with me than lie to me, even if I don't want to hear the truth at that very moment. So, you know, you gotta. I admire that. So really, really well done, and wonderful parody, wonderful singing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't think it's bad. It's good. I have really bad rhythm. It's like terrible. I was doing like moves in a car, and my friend looked over at me, and she's looking around, and then I'm like, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm trying to find a fly," and I'm like, "No, that was me dancing." And she was dead serious.
Oh, boy.
It's that bad.
Never mind, go to a Ling from Seinfeld.
And Adam, your thoughts?
Oh, I I love this. I thought it was sang wonderfully. I mean, in spite of everything, it was still sang great. Like, I felt like warm tingles up my neck listening. And then this funny thing is, like, I mean, you're having, like, a reaction, and, like, the song's, like, this whole, like, super, like, woman power, like, you man ain't shit. Oh, I'm kind of like that. Like, not really that so much as, like, I loved it, though. I love the strong stance, and, like, I am who I am, no matter what you think or whatever, whatever. I especially loved when it got to I Could Break Your China Vase, and, like, it just has, like, that whole part. Like, everything, though, it was just magnificent lyrics. I loved it. I love when the ideal of what a woman should be isn't reality, and so what? It should never have to be. You know what I mean? I loved it.
Well, I appreciate that. You give me a lot more credit than I wrote it. I appreciate that.
Okay.
You are awesome. I put, you guys, y'all, thank you guys. I really, really, truly appreciate it. I do better just off the cuff than reading lyrics that I can't remember for the life of me. So, you know, maybe by the end I'll break something out. We shall see. Because it's my show and I can torture people if I want to. And
do what I want to.
So I put Bud up on the board because Sky was so fabulous as to get everybody else all up in there. And so I will play him. And I see your little note in there, Sky, and the answer is yes. So I don't know how that was a question. She said, you know, it's not a parody and you've heard it before, but if you want to hear it again, yes, of course I do. Okay, I don't even know what it is yet, but the answer will always be yes. So there you go. All right. But this is Wink and a Smile by Budo. And where is it? Oh, okay, here. Because you use real names and I can't read. So here we go. Memories touch. fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. He gets me like in all of the lyrics. Like I'm just oh. Now while this is not a tribute to me, I have every time I hear this, I am all like I'm just claiming it as my own because swoon. And sweet pea got dropped, so hopefully she'll call us right back. And because I absolutely love the idea behind this song, the whole bookending of she bends the stars with a wink and a smile. I mean, who does not want to be that girl? Like, I want to be that girl. I want to be looked at that way or felt that way or revered that way. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And this towards the end here, where is it? Her moment lingers on memory's touch. Her graceful fingers touch the highs up above. Unbridled consciousness, it seems, a whispered sigh waves in a dream. And I get all swoony, all swoony, all swoony, all swoony. Fabulous. So, Sky, what are your thoughts on Pluto's song?
Oh, this is one of my favorites. I even wrote in my note, I think, this is one of my favorites, which I have many from him. But the part that you mentioned was actually my favorite part with the stars. And that's because he's a poet. I mean, when you have a poet writing lyrics, there's no better music, period. I mean, that's one thing I love about songs. It's one thing I love about music is that, you know, if you have a poet as your lyricist, it's just amazing and beautiful, and Dan definitely brings that to the table. I mean, absolutely brilliant. I love this one, and then the whole works behind it, his raspy voice, the instrument that he's, the many instruments I believe he can play. It's just a wealth of talents. Really well done.
Absolutely. And AP, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Pluto makes it seem really easy, doesn't it? Because he's got a great voice and he's a talented musician, and he just uses both. And as Sky very appropriately said, and as you said, pretty good. He's got some beautiful lyrics, and bending the stars with a wink and a smile is just a beautiful, timeless sort of piece of writing. And just about anything else that came after that was going to be sort of bowing down to it. So, you know, just a really classic piece of great writing and instrumentation by Pluto.
He's so romantical. And Rack and Tor, what are your thoughts on Bud's piece?
I date him. I mean, he's with the guitar and everything else, you kind of get carried away. He tends to make you forget that, you know, this is, you know, his writing. It feels like it was on the radio or something, that he's covering someone else half the time, you know. You never know. And it's just beautiful the way he puts, you know, the lyrics together with the emotion, you know, bending the stars with a wink and a smile. Like you said, who doesn't want to be thought of that way? It's a beautiful thought, and it carries, you know, the entire piece, I think. But, you know, not that the rest of it isn't lovely, but, you know, just like you said, and the whole book ending of it and everything kind of takes it to a different level. It is gorgeous.
And Adam, what are your thoughts? And you're up next. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I thought this was amazing. Just like everybody said, you have a poet writing lyrics for music. You just can't get any better than that. And he like, and it's like I'm sitting here like conceptualizing his lyrics and thinking of the process of he makes it work. And I don't think even if I wrote these lyrics, I could make it work. Like it's just, it's not always easy to convey those deep poetic thoughts into lyrics, and he does a damn good job of it. And I like that same stanza part, that the same, like that's just, I was sitting here like saying it over in my head. How did he come up with that? Wow, it's just unbelievable. Unbridled consciousness, it seems, a whispered sigh weighs in a dream. Man, yeah, and she bends the stars with a wink and a smile. Man, I wish I wrote something like this. Dang, beautiful.
Right, he's all romantical. And just, oh, I think I told you that the song that you picked to parody is like my go-to song when I'm all riled up, whether I'm sad or whether I'm angry or when I just need to get it out, and I'll like grab the bass and play this song and whatnot. So I'm all excited. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's keep in mind I'm an anxious fellow, and this wasn't easy too. So luckily it's a SoundCloud, and I don't have to do it live.
Yeah, you make heard anything
less
good.
Fringy for me. Yeah, yeah, it's fair. Tit for tat. That's my time to suffer.
And here we go.
Sit in the darkness, so pensive and measured, so safe to be, and never uncover. You sit in the darkness, so comfortable. I wish I was darkness, your beautiful darkness, but I'm a Boy Scout, such a lame white knight. I can't be your hero, not dark enough. I don't care where you are, to abide in all the dark corners of your twisted life, and notice when I take away my life. I wish I was darkness, a beautiful darkness. I'm a Boy Scout, such a lame white knight. I can't be your hero, not dark enough.
My face hurts from smiling, just so that you know, so let me just put that right out there. And here is the thing about this song in particular. I have heard about, I don't know, 2,000 covers of this song, and I hate pretty. I don't like it pretty. It is not a pretty, perfect song. It is kind of angsty. It is kind of pain, and you capture that really, really well. And I kind of love it. I kind of absolutely am thrilled that I didn't listen to it beforehand. And I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And And it's happy birthday to me, and I'm so excited. But it's and for the record, I like Boy Scouts.
I know.
I am. So you know, because I am all Clark Kent and whatnot, but I love that. I do, and I do. I am all shadows and this is just lovely, and I can't stop smiling. I truly, truly can't. And thank you so, so much, because it is not an easy thing, and you're just fabulous. So thank you. And before I get comments, we have a caller, 843. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Zachary.
Zachary, are you on AP?
I'm sorry?
Are you on All Poetry? Because I don't recognize you.
No, this is my first time calling. I've been writing poetry for like about 15 years now. My first time calling in.
Oh, that is awesome. So you're part of a team of voices?
Am I what?
Are you on allpoetry.com?
No, I'm actually not. I just now found you.
So that's awesome. So I'm all excited. A few things. Today is my birthday show, so I'm all excited that I get some spontaneity, which is fabulous. This is a PG-13 show, so I will be happy to let you read after we get comments, but make sure that it's like PG-13. So you know, because
I don't. There's of course poetry where I write where there's, you know, language, but I don't speak in vulgar means, because to me that shows an intelligence.
Well, I appreciate that. So I'm going to go ahead and get comments for Adam's parody song for me, and then feel free to read us a piece. So, AP, what are your thoughts on this dark creep?
Well, Tom York's a very, very good singer. The head of Radiohead, he had a vocal range that was bigger than Freddie Mercury and Elton John, and he that meant that, you know, he could hit low notes and high notes that most people, and that makes it very, very tough to choose one of his songs to sing, because he goes bloody low and he goes bloody high. But I think for me, you know, what you did was that you just replaced all of that with a very simple sort of bare emotion in the words, and that's what made it work. You know, you didn't try and make it all over the top singing. You just sort of put it out there barely and said, well, this is me and these are the words. And I think that's the reason that Pretty Bird was so touched.
It was lovely. I loved it. And Sky, what are your thoughts?
Okay, weren't we just having a Radiohead Love Fest conversation the other day?
Yes.
I feel like we just had this. we were just like, oh my God, we love Radiohead. And I'm like, fake plastic trees. And you're like, creep. And I'm like, yes. Oh my goodness. I was, as you can tell in my enthusiasm, I am thrilled. Because I agree. I agree. Now, I love Brandi Carlile. And I was just telling Pretty Bird, I'm like, you know, I love Brandi Carlile. I don't know if I can get on board with the creep. I just hate when anybody does it. You know, I just hate when they do it.
Because it doesn't
really
have
love
the feels. They're so worried about what it sounds like that it just doesn't move. And
yeah.
and you moved, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, it was really good. I was really laughing. And I do happen to know that Pretty Bird is a huge, you know, Clark Kent fan. She's just like, I just like them good. They can't have any ounce of evil. And I'm like, well, how about just a little bit of evil? Because they, you know, but they're really good. But because I like the tortured soul, you know. So I'm always like, they have to be tainted in darkness, but they can still be good. And she's like, no. This is like a continued conversation that her and I are having. I'm like, but they're a tortured soul. And so I love that you kind of did that. I'm out of breath. I'm so excited. I like that you did the dark versus the light, and that you took the Boy Scout and, you know, and you kind of said, oh, I'm not dark enough for you. And you did that little play. I thought if you were playing the guitar, brilliantly done. You know, you brought it all. I agree with AP. The fact that you, you kind of went on that lower, you know, kind of sleepy tone, and you didn't try to out, you know, that he can really belt, you know, and you kind of left it just kind of straggling there. I thought that in the way that you did it brought so much emotion that I was really, really drawn in. Like, I was just really into the pole piece. It was really good. Thank you. Glad I called in past my bedtime for that.
So I'm not good enough on my birthday? Really?
Everybody was good enough. Everybody was good tonight. I'm very, very, you know, you're good enough. You knock it off.
Knock it off.
And Rock and Tour, your thoughts on this lovely creep?
Yeah, I think you did a great job with that, Adam. You brought it to your range, and you were consistent throughout. There was no straining. There was no forced rhymes or anything that made it sound awkward. And the guitar was the cherry on the cake. I mean, you could really play, man. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, Zach, are you ready? Do you have something for us?
Can you give me 1 second? I'm actually outside. Give me 1 second. Keep talking. I'll be ready in just like 1 minute.
Do we have time to play one more thing before you read, or is it just going to be a few seconds?
Oh, no, I'm doing something out in my garage. I got to feed my dogs.
All right, so I'll go ahead and play one more poem first, okay? And on the board, guys, we have Curfew by Phil the Poet. And I say it every time I see his name, and he's probably just like, when is she going to stop? But ever since a friend of mine was like, it looks like Filthy Poet, every time I look at it, it says Filthy Poet to me. I get that it says
Filthy
Phil the Poet, but he's Filthy Poet. And he's like the sweetest thing ever, and there's like nothing filthy about him, so I kind of feel bad, but that's what I see when I look at it. And so here he is, and let's see, or I thought it's where it is, but Sky put it up here, and she's better at this because it's higher up on the list. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Here we go.
This is Phil the Poet with a poem. Well, it's a parody of the Smiths' Panic, which I probably will murder. But here goes, it's called Curfew. Curfew in the streets of Manchester. Curfew in the streets of Lancaster. I cover up my face. Could we ever be the same again? The New York streets that you crawl around. I cover up my face. Bing, bing, bing. Hopes rise in time and wear, but soon it won't be safe there. So you run down to the stillness of the town. But there's a curfew in the streets of Wuhan, Venice, Madrid, Amsterdam. I cover up my face. Bow, 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 bow. Lock down the country, kill the wretched virus, because the reports that they constantly say mean nothing about what's going on. Kill the wretched virus, because the reports that they constantly say, bam, 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 on the crowded London Underground. All provisional towns have been shut down. Kill the virus, kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus, kill the virus, kill the virus. Kill the virus.
I'm a little little giddy because he was doing the, all the little guitar parts and everything in there because I don't know about y'all, but I do that every time I sing a song. And, you know, whenever there's a lull, you don't just want to start singing. You got to fill it in. And so I love that he did that. And I'm all like, the variant must die in my head because, yes, this was awesome. And it's absolutely relevant. And who doesn't love the Smiths? This is just fabulous. I am so thrilled that he put this up for tonight because, for in case you didn't pick up on it, Zach, today is a Birdsong sing-along because it's my birthday, and so everybody's singing. You do not have to sing because you're new, so you are safe. But I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely love it. He did such a good job. And so, Skye, what are your thoughts on Phil's song?
Oh, my little British bloke. You know, I love them British people. I just love it. Oh, my gosh. I love Phil. He's such a wonderful. I swear, that man can write anything. Oh, this was great. I was really getting into it. And I agree with you. I think at one point, I think he slapped his leg or something to keep the beat.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it with his leg. But that's what I was picturing when I heard the smack. I mean, I think this man's, like, sitting there, like, really rocking it out. And just tapping his feet and then slapping his leg for the drums. I just really like that enthusiasm. And I like how he brings in, you know, shutting down Lancaster Street. And you know, I got friends over in England. And when they shut down London, you know, I was very, you know, I heard about it quite often. And I still do. And I think that the way that he kind of brought it in there, the song that he chose was perfect. And by the end, I was like, I was ready to get out my lighter. I don't have a lighter, but if I had one, I'm a goody two-shoe non-smoker, but, you know, I would be waving out that lighter and just screaming out with him, you know? Awesome. Maybe some mosh pitting, right? Do they still do that? Excellent. Excellent job.
You know, I never thought that I would envision Phil and Mosh fit together at all, but that is absolutely terrible. And so, Rack, what are your thoughts on this virus killing song?
Yeah, I think maybe he overheard the president talking about that when he got the idea to parody this. He did a great job with it, like everyone said. You know, I mean, I was into it. I really enjoyed the beat. It, you know, his version of it was really cool. You know, it was a lovely tone to it. It was beautiful.
Awesome, awesome.
Rock on, Phil.
And Adam, your thoughts?
Yeah, Filthy, he killed it.
Oh, my God, he has a name.
It was, yeah, because it worked. It's so innocent. Really, probably wrote it totally innocent. It was just, it's twisted by our mucky minds. But this is so cool. Like, what a revamp to make it an anthem of our time. So it's very clever. What a piece to choose to do it to. It's well done.
Absolutely. And Zach, would you like to comment on the song parody?
Yeah, it was very good. He's not a good singer, I have to say that, but he got his message across.
Absolutely. And are you ready to read for us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
So this is free-spoken. This isn't written. But yeah, happy birthday, by the way. I'll start with that.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I'm only 13, but yet I move like I'm 50. I'm swiftly, and I run quickly. You can call me what you want. Please tell me my name, because I don't know it. It all sounds the same. From every TV show to every movie screen you see, they paint me as a monkey, but yet I don't swing. Do I rape and rob? Yes, I do. But what have you raped and robbed from me, Caucasian white male?
Oh, one second. I need to stop you now because we are not doing controversy and in this PG-13 show. Is there something else that you can bring that isn't so risque?
Here's the ending line. I think you'll like it. I'm not a rigger. I'm just a nigger.
Oh. And there's that. because that is not okay.
Wow, really?
And there I was trying to be nice. Never again. Happy birthday. Anyway, back to music. And so I am loving what everybody brought. Absolutely, 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 absolutely. And we have... he's just trying to call back in, and the answer is, I'm sorry, but no, not on my show. Thank you very much. Please do not call back. And let's see. I think that might be – no, we have Sky. We have Sky. We have Sky. Do you have
– I'm gonna make you feel much better with my singing, my awful, terrible singing. Now, this is the thing, Pretty Bird, okay? I couldn't write you a new one because I had no voice last week. And all my other parodies, I couldn't bring, like, We Are Hunters and that other parody I wrote you. You know why.
But since birthday is Sunday, I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. but I do have this upon a parody, but you've heard it before. But it will make you smile, you know, to get out of that bad zone.
Is this just us listening, or are there words too?
Oh, I put it on your topic board. I think I did.
With another long
insecure note. There you go. There it is. My ramblings. My mental ramblings.
You're awesome. I'm so excited. So I am putting this up on the war, on the ball, on that. What is this chat? Well, Lord, I forgot.
I'm hoping
words.
This
Did
is the right
that?
Version. If it if it starts going really weird, just press pause. It's not the right recording. I'm hoping it is.
Or you can, since you're in the studio, and you would know I won't.
No, I know. I'm out of there now. I'm back in bed. Please.
You're gonna have to be like, pause.
I know. I'll start screaming.
Okay. I will listen.
You made Sky scream in bed.
OMG.
Okay, this is not that show. That is not that show.
And here we go.
Oh, Stalwart Lines, a name one doth know, by Sky Darkholm. Oh, does the hero lie within? Strength of sword and shield, or does it lie in the words an author does wield? O rider of the morning sun, the storm has yet to come. In dark of night, stars do shine, the light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree and lowest steps they've been. O shading starward lines, a name one doth know. From spring of sun and winter snow, a triumph of their foes. Lulay, lulay, Octavia sings, shifter of the ark. In dark a light she doth bring to seven realms that fade. Lulay, lulay, Kairava sings, born from Zara Springs. Lulay, lulay, Kalina sings, warden of the wood. Twins of soul, with earth rules home, bound where they now lay. And does the hero lie within? Strength of sword and shield, or does it lie in the words in author's ink and quill? For she doth grant its soul in heart with her will. O rider of the morning sun, the storm has yet to come. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest depths they've been. Lulay, lulay, claret does sing, scholar and sage. With realms to find a father's cry, spindle's key and age. Lulay, lulay, she-hawk sings on top of Beryl's grove. Redemption is there to find in the staff of gold. And does the hero lie within strength of sword or quill? For is it not the author's thought that keeps them there still? Lulay, 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 the author sings. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest steps there've been. O rider of the morning sun, lulay, lulay, lulay.
I'm so glad you brought it. I'm so glad you brought it. So when are we getting the epicness of the story, Miss Sky? Because I've been waiting, not so patiently.
What do you mean the epicness of the story?
Because I want the story that goes to this fabulous song. Because like you tell this whole entire thing, you have all these characters, and so
there are stories. Every single one of them are from poems, or even some of them are from series of. I have a series of called the Arc Owl series, and some of those characters are from that series, from those series of poems. So all those characters I already had pre-built in poems that I've made up. Those were all my characters that I made up. Some of them, the Kairava and Kailina, are my D&D characters. So that should make
sense. And are these all on AP?
Yeah. Yeah. So She-Hawk, she's in...
I need to go in search of.
So the Staff of Gold is part of the She-Hawk and the Staff of Gold. She's part of my Arc Owl. I'm not in there, and I forget who I put in there, but give me 1 minute. I can use my phone here. Let me get back in. Where are you?
How awesome is that?
Oh, it's bright. Okay, so so Octavia, she's actually the main character in the Arc Owl series, so she is... she's the eighth owl shapeshifter in the Arc Owl, and she's the main character. And then, like I said, Kairava and Kalina, they're brother and sister, and they're part of a D&D campaign that I was doing, but I also wrote a poem with them in it. And then Claret is, I did two poems in that series. It's Claret and the Lost Spindle. And, yeah, She-Hawk in Beryl's Grove, that's the Arc Owls. And then I think that's it, right? So what I did was I just pulled in my own stories that I had already written and kind of put them in there. Put a little bit of a story. So Claret just sings Scholar and a Sage. So she's a scholar and a sage, like she said, and to the realms to find her father's cry, because her father was playing around with a little trinket that makes him portal jump, and he got lost. He's a clocksmith, I believe. And so she has to find the lost spindle. And so that's it's so it, in each one, it tells you a little bit about the story. So the She-Hawk is trying to find redemption.
Read them.
Awesome.
And for those who don't know, Sky here is our resident storyteller because she's fabulous. And so I was like, you know, I was like, I have to read them somewhere, so now I know they exist. So yay. I'm all excited.
Thank you.
I'm all excited. So, Adam, what are your thoughts on this epic theme song?
Well, so as I got to hear from the, you know, from her mouth, like, to actually explain it, I was reading, like, the notes and stuff. To not go directly to what I already commented, but touch on it a little bit, like, it was very haunting. It really made me feel sad, like, nearing lament, like a warrior's, not like a full-on lament, but a sad warrior's tale. And like, mainly, like, the, you know, the melody of it was very sorrowful. Like, I was, and now knowing, like, I guess the context of it, it is. Wow, that's how awesome that it's, you know, you've made your own song to your own, like, fantasy. That's badass. That's so badass. That's like that deep, high crafting fiction, like a fantasy. That's awesome. Wow, this was cool to listen to. And like I said, I was really feeling like certain parts, really almost like just the melancholy of it. I mean, like really almost like I felt like some sad warrior slumping off to a winless fight. You know, like I'm not gonna probably be victorious in this or in my search or my anything. And what is it all for? But still, I'll go. You know, because that's what a warrior does. They still go even when the odds are against them. That's what a real warrior will do, end and end, no matter what. It almost had me tearing up, so there you go.
Well, that's awesome.
Thank you, Adam. Around this time, I was listening a lot to the twist that the Tolkien Ensemble was doing with J.R. Tolkien's song, and I think I was obsessed with the Lament of Boromir. It's not the same tune, but it has that old bardic type, you know, that storytelling tune, which I like. I really like that tune. And so I think that's probably where that melancholy tune came from. I love that old, that just bardic type feel from like all I can think of at the moment right now is a lot of the transitions that J.R. Tolkien, that they did with his work and stuff like that. The Tolkien Ensemble, and then there's one other group that does it that I really enjoy. But thank you.
And Rack, what are your thoughts?
This is absolutely brilliant. You've got birds and hawks and writers, so you know, right up pretty bird's alley. And the way that you sang it and everything, I mean, you know, buy a fair maiden a pint of ale or a pint of mead. You know, it was just, you know, I could see the hobbits sitting around, you know, getting ready to go into battle or whatever and singing this. It was absolutely brilliant. It really was. It did an amazing job with it.
Thank you. Yeah, who's the real hero, the characters in the story, or is it the writer?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I loved that. I absolutely loved that. And I would love to think it's the writer, but I think it's the characters. That's because, you know, they write equally evil as they do good. They write the heroes and the villains, and I would prefer to, you know, so.
Oh, that's right. You got to keep them separate. I forget.
Well,
no, I think it is. I think
people,
because when you
everybody
write,
is lamenting something.
Yeah, I think when you write, you become that character. When you write,
characters are little pieces amplified of every of either people that they know, either experience or personal self. At least in the way I write. I don't know how anybody else writes. So let me not talk out of my ass.
I can agree with that.
I should probably stop cursing since this is a PG-13.
I can definitely agree with that. And I'm way past my bedtime only because you said you were going to sing again. So I'm sticking around for a while longer.
We have one more poem that I'm ending with Rack, but it's not a song poem. I think it's a regular poem, right, Rack?
It's just, yeah, it's just a poem.
Okay. Okay, so I'll sing something. I suck. You heard me. So there you go. oh, I know what I'll sing to you. I know what I'll sing. What?
Oh, darling, come on.
No, not that one. I was going to go. I've got a girl crush. I hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. Ain't slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I want to taste her lips. Yeah, because they taste like you. I want to drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. How's that?
I love it. I'm so worth staying up late. I love when you sing on command for me. She does it often, actually.
Oh, boy.
And just so we don't get in trouble,
like,
that,
I'm like, what's that song? And then I'm like, no, I got to hear the lyrics. It's really not a trick. I really have to hear the lyrics to think of songs. But she always does it. It's like that. Yeah, that one. That song. Brilliant.
Thank you.
You have such a beautiful voice, really, really.
You're nuts, but thank you.
No, I'm not the only one that's
in trouble. Let me just say that that's by Little Big Town. That is Girl Crush off their Painkiller album released in 2014. And they won a Grammy for it. And they sing a whole lot better than I do. So now that that's out,
I don't think you can get in trouble for singing it yourself.
I would better say than sorry.
That's true.
You worried about getting in trouble. You didn't give any information about the opening song from the Beatles.
I don't know anything. Yeah, but I that was a giant mess of crap. That was A Day in the Life off of Sgt. Pepper, and that is all I know about that song. Because, you know, that was just one of those things. And
who else is going to sing?
I just got my voice back. As you can, it's still breaking. I can't be singing.
I'm going to be singing here all by myself for 20 minutes. That's not fun.
I can load you something
okay,
else
wait,
in
wait,
the
wait,
studio
wait.
That I just did, like a little.
No, no, no.
Little you like that?
Set you up not, for a second. Hold on.
Wait. The three of us are going to embarrass you with the song that you know because it is your birthday. Come on, guys.
Oh,
Happy birthday to you.
Wait, hold on. That is a really expensive copyright song.
Oh, right. True, isn't it?
No, that is a really one.
Okay,
We can sing it for 19 seconds. Count it out. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Now,
just, does like,
it count
the lyrics,
if you
right?
each sing a few lines?
I have no idea.
Actually, today should be a national holiday. It's Bird Day.
Oh,
I know. Do you know that is the most expensive copyright song ever? Like, look it up. It is insane.
That is crazy.
Today is Bird Day. Today is the day we honor the people that put a song in our hearts.
I'm going to call you at 12:05, and Rack and I are going to sing you a terrible happy birthday song.
You are so funny.
And then I'm going to hang up because I need to go to work. It's
it is public domain.
It is?
It is.
It's public domain.
Oh, maybe it's not. I thought it was. All right, Rack, go ahead. Lock yourself up.
But she wanted all of us to sing. Come on.
All right, I'll do it. Stop. Don't whine.
1, 2 And a 1, and a 2.
Happy birthday to you. I'll take it. Woohoo!
And many more.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst.
You belong in a zoo.
Yeah, well, I am a bird. And, maybe I'll be a flamingo today. They're in zoos, at least down here. Do they have flamingos in zoos everywhere else or just in Florida?
I think they're primarily in Florida.
Yeah, they're not even a national
only
bird.
Because of the food they eat, right?
Yes, the shrimps. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because they then, and sometimes they're like this
they're
beautiful sunset color, and sometimes they are mottled and pink and white. Sometimes they look like cotton candy.
Yeah.
Interesting. And they are freakish birds in real life, and they're pretty gosh darn big. and they fly with their legs behind them, which is just weird to look at. They fly like when you have a rubber chicken and you're kind of like flinging it across the room at somebody. That's what they look like. They fly with their legs just back there like that. It's just the oddest thing.
Normal people don't fling rubber chickens around, pretty bird.
Okay, since when have I ever claimed normalcy? By the way, I was digging through my niece's yarn because she has this giant box of yarn, and I was helping her finish some stuff when I was down there. And there was this little, like, slingshot little rubber chicken that I hijacked. So I'm stealing it. I flung it at my sister a few times and smacked her in the face. And so I said, I'm stealing it because it was so much fun. So I'm going to fling it at my kids whenever they get on my nerves.
Hey, I might do an impromptu song if we have time.
We do.
Sure. That let's see here. Simple enough. I don't know. I might do it.
See, that's what happens. You realize people like you, and then you get more confident.
I was just never mind. Screw that.
Oh. What? I'm saying.
Oh no! Come on.
No.
It's not. I don't ever want to be told I'm. Confident.
You went from almost making him cry to make him actually cry.
No.
Oh my God. No, I didn't say anything. Rewind.
Sing.
Compliment.
I was just
trying
don't
make me feel bad.
Sing the bird. It wasn't about confidence.
So okay. So sing to me. What are you gonna sing?
I don't know. I'm kind of feel like a deer in the headlights all of a sudden now.
I don't know that song.
You know I'm just going to break out in song because I do not end early.
You might as well. You might as well just sing a song.
Come on, just sing A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Oh, that song is awesome. If you haven't, it is not PG-13 friendly. It is by a little redheaded girl called Gail. It is the best song ever. Y'all must look it up after the show because it's my new theme song. I'm just saying it is fabulous. But no, I will not be singing that this evening.
Okay, maybe I'll just do it anyways, but... It's because, like, so I was torn between a couple parodies. I was torn between a few parodies. And I was going to do...
And you were going to do...
And so I did Creep, because I had, a thing with, So in our private time conversation, remember there was a whole thing about trying to figure out who sang the whole wide world. Was it the Monkees? The Monkees covered it. Was it the guy Rick?
All right.
Rick or whatever,
reckless
he's not very
Eric.
Reckless looking. Reckless Eric, he's not very reckless looking at all. And then there's a Casey Elephant version. And of course, Will Ferrell does it on Stranger Than Fiction, which I love that fucking movie. I love that effing movie so much, Stranger Than Fiction. If you've never seen that Will Ferrell movie, it's amazing. But, oh man. All right, let's see here. It's just an F. So if I just need the lyrics, and I could probably just do this. I need the lyrics to really, because I don't remember them. Kind of do. grab the old electric.
But do an acoustic version.
Well, the electric's right here, too. And I don't think it's too loud. I don't think right now.
Well, I mean without words, acoustic. I don't mean...
Because I keep, like, all my, like, everything around me, like a nest. So it's like guitars and writing tablets and
a
things
bird's
of that
nest.
Nature. How fitting. Yes, indeed. Indeedy. Okay. There's no, no capo. It's just F and B. And F and B. So it's like,
Come on, give this guy something I'm waiting up for.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. But go the whole wide world, but go the whole wide world just to find her. I'm trying to scroll lyrics as I do this. Well, maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, weeping in the tropical moonlit night, because nobody's talking about you. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I'd go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world just to find her. Go! And it's like... like yeah, Reckless Rick killed it. This is an amazing song.
Awesome.
I'm hanging around the rain right here, trying to pick up a girl. Why are my eyes filling with these lonely tears when there's girls all over the world? Is she lying on some tropical beach somewhere underneath the tropical sun, pining away in the heat wave there, hoping I won't be long? I should be lying on that sun-swept beach with her, caressing her warm brown skin. And then in a year, or maybe not quite, we'll be sharing the same next of kin. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. Yeah. This is like the whole song. This is like a whole other chorus, and then that's it. I hope that
that's
was
awesome.
Cool.
That was absolutely awesome. I think that the mother in that song is an ass.
Like, no, because that's not. At first, you think that, right? But she says she encourages him. She says, but do go the whole wide world.
No, it's kind of messed up.
Like,
yeah, there's only one. You, she's not going to be anywhere around here. So be gone. Go on your search. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, he takes him around the world, though.
But I mean, it, you did a great job, and it's a lovely song, and it's very catchy, and you know, and there's something kind of wonderfully whimsical about the idea of that never-ending quest for love, where there's no deterring it. You know she's there, and you're going to go to all these, why does she have to be in all these fabulous tropical holiday places? Why can't she be in Siberia? Like, why are they in the island?
Why can't she be in, like, I don't know, amongst the corn husks or something,
right?
Like, in the middle of nowhere.
But if you're going to search to places you've never been, might as well go to the good ones.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome, 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 awesome. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You guys were just so wonderful to share my birthday with me. I spent the beginning part of my birthday at getting this scan and getting those labs and yada, 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 medical crap. And then sometime about a half hour before my show, when I was supposed to be leisurely loading up some stuff, relaxing, maybe thinking of something new to write, Rock is like, you know that it says that there's new on. I'm like, no. He's like, yes. I said, no, and no, yes, because you know, sometimes our Tuesday shows start at 8, Sky, and so it was set for 8 o'clock, and nobody noticed, and so, oops. And so Sweet had to go and make a new show because when I came over here, I didn't realize that I had to turn my computer off. Yeah, in a week and a half, and it gave me a lot of crap. Technical difficulties and stress started my show. But you guys made it amazing.
Fault.
It's a nerve.
Don't call it out.
Why? Oh, you got another sign? Okay.
Well, it's not really like I got two things. And they're really quick, and they're just something. They're just things I happen to have in here. The first one is just something from I was doing something for the Hunger Games a while ago, and then the second one is literally just a 12-second clip of this original song I've been working on for like a while now, and I forgot what actual notes I played, so it will never get finished. But they're for your listening pleasure.
Did you load them in?
Yeah.
Okay, play.
Of course I did. Oh, you want me to play it? Okay.
Please.
there's a note in the studio for you. I thought you would, it would make you laugh.
Okay, well,
don't
let me
read that loud.
Don't read that loud. Oh, my God.
Well, I gotta refresh too.
I refresh, but it's only the one that we just played.
No, go down. Go down a little. Refresh again. It's in there. It's
yes,
right
please.
Below the long note.
I see. So the short one or the long one first?
the one that says play me second. And then the first one.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, here we go. Because I can read, I promise. Here we go.
Deep in the meadow, under the willow, a bed of grass, a soft green pillow. Lay down your head and close your eyes. And when they open, the sun will rise. Hear it safe, and hear it warm. Hear the daisies guard you from every harm. Hear your dreams are sweet, and tomorrow brings them true. Here is a place where I love you. Deep in the meadow, hidden far away, a cloak of green, a moonbeam ray. Forget your woes and let your troubles lay. And when again it's morning, they'll wash away. Hear it safe and hear it warm. Hear the daisies guard you from every harm. Hear your dreams are sweet, and tomorrow brings them true. Here is a place where I love you. It's a little lullaby. It's not mine. It's from the Hunger Games.
Oh, but I love that. And the next one is an original 18-second song?
Yeah, there's no singing. There's just playing. If anybody can figure out what the hell notes I was playing, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, Adam.
I'm Adam.
What? Novice.
You're all musically inclined. So if you can figure it out, that would be awesome. No pressure.
Yeah.
And
no
here
pressure.
We go.
Mm-hmm. you go. My gift to you.
That's awesome. Awesome. It's funny because I've got a guitar and a bass and keyboards, and I used to have a drum kit. He's got all this stuff in my house. And I haven't played anything in quite some time. I don't know why, because my 17-year-old hijacked it all. All of it he did. He's like, you can ask for it if you want it. It's mine. Ask for it if I want it. Pain in my tuckets. It's fine. But, you know, so long as he's playing it, so long as he's getting some use, I'm good with it. I would never deny them their creative outlet. But you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. So you have to download the show, Adam, just so you can save that snippet and see if you can pluck it out.
Right, so I can get to the 12 seconds. Trying to, like, rack my brain to try to get it.
It is at, like, 1 hour and, like, 56 minutes. So just, like, go see it.
This is the thing. When I was younger, I loved playing the piano, and through for a while now. But I would either play by ear or I would memorize songs. I never actually learned how to read notes. Instead of learning how to read notes, I created my own number system. It's very intricate, and they were color coded and all these things. So instead of learning notes, I just created my own system. But the problem is that I go so long between using it that I forget what I did. So I create these little songs, and then I have no idea. And then I find the paper, and then it takes me forever to relearn my own system, and then I'm just like, I don't have time for this.
Sky's brain is clouded.
I know. Very fun.
I have an awful musical ear, but I'll try to crack the sky code.
Crack the code.
That's awesome. And we are just about out of time, so I'm going to say thank you. And you guys are fabulous. And I think I'm going to sing us out, because why the hell not? Because
you
don't
have a poem.
Oh, crap. I never played you.
You did it on purpose. I know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't play you last anyway. I just forget things. Let me find it. Hold on a second. It's up here on the board because you posted your stuff early because you're better than I am, because I wait till the last minute for everything. And it is on here somewhere. I loaded it myself. Here we go. Are you ready? Here we go.
Happy birthday. By Raconteur. You saw that I was broken before you ever knew me, but that never made a difference in the depth you care. So it needs to be said just how precious I regard the time we share. You sang to me in my darkness, revealing I had nothing to fear, welcomed me into your life, helping me see the things worth holding dear. A friend like you is a rare treasure, so it is with utmost pleasure I remind you that you're beautiful beyond measure. Celebrate every moment, and on the anniversary of your birth, try not to bawl. Surrounded by those who love you, the ones who consider your presence the greatest gift of all. Happy birthday.
Try not to bawl, huh? Well, I can't sing now. That was beautiful. That was an unexpected. See, this is why I don't read things beforehand, because I'm just beside myself. That is, you know, I did really good not getting emotional. I even reined it in by my mom. You suck. I love you.
I told you not to bawl.
Uh-huh. You know what you did. That's really, you really made my day. That's quite beautiful. So that's going on this list and that list and my front page and whatnot. So that goes there and that goes there and that goes there. Because apparently I'm fabulous.
Because January 4th is Bird Day, the day that you honor the people that put a song in your heart. It's a national holiday. It's a thing. It's a thing.
No, it's not, but I love that you're making it a thing because you're awesome. You know I'm looking that up, right? You want to hear some shit? National Bird Day is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Which is my niece's birthday, so there's that. That's hysterical. That's oh, that's so funny. So did you know, or did you, like, just get lucky?
No, I got lucky. I just,
that's,
you know,
hysterical.
Threw that out there. Yeah.
Well,
and you don't, you know me well enough to know how hard it was not to put bird puns throughout that whole entire thing.
Yes, you did very, very well. It's truly, truly lovely, like moving lovely, like literal carrying up lovely. Like, I, you know, it's not like I can hide that break in my voice. It's fine. The whole world knows my feelings. It's okay. But you made my day. And I almost forgot to play it. That would not. Thank you for reminding me, because sometimes you're very quiet and gracious. So thank you, thank you, thank you for not letting me overlook that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful poem. And
oh, you're supposed to get embarrassed on your birthday, so.
Oh, well, that doesn't embarrass me. It moves me. I mean, if I didn't get, like, embarrassed, you know, after singing, you know, during singing perhaps, but afterwards not so much. And, I have no words. Y'all are just fabulous and amazing. And I'm so glad you sang for me. All of you are fabulous, and you made my day. I don't claim to be able to carry a tune worth a damn. I really don't. But it doesn't stop me from singing. And so I love that all of you didn't let anything stop you from singing either. It just, it's this whole freedom and feeling fest, because I'm all feely. Not so much touchy-feely, because it's not that night, but I am very feely. And I tell you guys are fabulous. And it's Sweet Pea's birthday on Sunday, so I'm reminding you now. You will be getting things in the inboxes. But we are saying goodnight, because I will just talk out of turn for days on end, and that is not okay. So I love you guys, and thank you for sharing my birthday and for putting yourselves out there with me. You guys absolutely made my day fabulous. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you all. Good night, everybody.
Happy birthday.
There is that, since it is officially Bird Day, so there you go. Good night, guys.
Good night.